The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is a Tuesday edition of LTD Radio. Yeah, where those who listen, think, and discern from a biblical point of view, biblical worldview, gather together and, well, we listen, think, and discern. Yeah, we do that every day. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. My goodness, we've got a lot to get in today. Program note, top of the hour, Lord willing. This is live radio. I continue to emphasize that. And when I do interviews, I prefer to do them live. Yeah, most talk shows do it recorded because, well, it's safer. I prefer to do it live. So I always say, Lord willing, top of the hour, J.D. Vance will be joining me, author of Hillbilly Elegy, runaway bestseller book. They made a movie out of it. He's from here in Ohio, and he's running for Senate. He will be joining me at 4 o'clock. And then 5 o'clock, I have been trying to book this gentleman for a long time. He's very busy. His name is Costi Hinn, H-I-N-N. Yeah, you may not recognize Costi Hinn, but I'm sure you're familiar with his uncle, Benny Hinn. Yes, the nephew of Benny Hinn, and he has quite a story, and he has a new book as well. He will be joining me at 5 o'clock. Now, before I go any further, I just have to issue a huge, huge, huge thank you, thank you, thank you. Because of your generosity, over 70 families in a refugee camp operated by Heart for Lebanon will have their lives changed forever. 71 families. Not individuals, complete families. Our goal was 70. Well, yesterday, last night, we blew past the goal. And praise God, 71 families are going to have their lives changed forever. And I just want to thank you once again. You have responded in a sacrificial, compassionate way to people you won't meet till you get to heaven. Oh, I believe you will meet them in heaven. I do. I believe God does a really, really good job in keeping track of keeping records. And God knows exactly the families that your gift will impact. I really believe that. And someday in heaven, a family, an individual, will come to you and thank you that because of your generosity, they heard the gospel in a hope center in the country of Lebanon. So thank you. We have exceeded the goal. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. And again, I just want to thank you. I am overwhelmed with the generosity of this audience. I keep telling you, it is absolutely true. You are literally famous in Christian radio all across the country. This audience is known for your generosity. I'm not making that up. I'm not exaggerating. It is the absolute truth. Those in the Christian radio industry know all about your generosity. So thank you again. Normally, I would keep a story like this until the top of the hour, but I have a guest at the top of the hour. And I cannot wait any longer because this is such a big, big, big story. Now, don't expect the mainstream media to cover it heavily. I don't know how they can ignore it, but they'll report it and then move on. And the story is, we now know that the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, looked into a television camera during an interview with George Stephanopoulos, and absolutely lied. The whole fiasco of the Afghan withdrawal, it was reported by several reliable sources at the time. If you remember, you and I talked about this extensively. It was reported by many reliable sources that his top military advisors, all of them, said, Mr. President, we got to keep troops on the ground. 2,500, 4,500, we've got to keep troops on the ground. We just can't pull everybody out. He rejected the advice of literally all of his top military advisors, and unilaterally, bullheadedly, arrogantly made the decision on his own. Nope, we're pulling them all out. We're going to pull them out as quick as possible. George Stephanopoulos asked him point blank, Mr. President, it is being reported that your advisors advised you not to pull everybody out, but to leave a contingent of U.S. troops at least for a time. Are you going to tell us no one told you that? He said, no, no one told me that. He did leave himself an out. He said, not that I recall. Now think about that. One of the most important decisions of his entire life. The man's 78 years old. I don't know that any decision he ever made was more important than the withdrawal and the way he withdrew the troops from Afghanistan. And he doesn't recall? Again, he was asked point blank, were you advised by your military advisors to keep troops on the ground? No. At least not that I recall. The three top military leaders of the United States of America appeared before Congress today in sworn testimony, and all of them under oath said, we urge the president not to withdraw all troops from Afghanistan. None of them would throw the president under the bus. None of them would respond directly. Well, did the president reject your advice? And all they would say is, this was our advice. This is what we counseled him. Under oath, three of our top military, all advisors to President Biden, under oath, contradicted directly what the president has said. General Frank McKenzie, the commander of U.S. Central Command, said he advised 4,500 troops. Governor Milley, who has received great criticism, said he advised 2,500. General Scott Miller, the commander of the U.S. forces in Afghanistan, advised the president to leave, quote, a few thousand troops on the ground. President lied. And listen, folks, I don't say that easily. I don't use the word lie hardly ever, hardly ever. Remember George W. Bush? Bush lied, people died. But there was no truth of that at all. There wasn't. Biden lied, people died. There is absolute truth to that. Sadly, tragically.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Folks, listen, listen, listen. We're in a mess as a nation. We have a president who has repeatedly lied to us, unfortunately. We are facing a number of crises all at the same time. COVID just won't go away. Another big spike today. Yesterday, we saw a big decline. Today, another big spike. It looks like this is never going to go away, and there's all of the conflict about vaccines. Do we not? Vaccine mandates, how much power does the government have? Hospitals are filling up. People are being fired. Healthcare professionals who have been risking their lives are now being fired because they won't get the vaccine. Police all across America are quitting by the hundreds, if not the thousands, because of vaccine mandates, and secondly, because of the loss of respect by police or for police. I said all that to say this. You better find out where you find your peace. You better find out the source of your peace. If you find your peace in your health, wrong. If you find your peace in the success of your family, wrong answer. If you find your peace in your economic condition, your job, your salary, your possessions, wrong answer. If you find your peace in a sense of physical security, you don't live in a high crime area. Wrong. You better find out that the only place to find real peace is in a personal relationship, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Not just knowing about him, but knowing him first as your Savior and then also as your Lord. If not, you're going to be in a world of hurt. Listen to this headline. Ohio State offering students complimentary personal safety devices amid crime surge. Unless you've been living in a cave, you certainly have heard that there is a crime wave on the campus and around the campus of The Ohio State University. Worse than it has been in many, many years. And now the university is offering all of the students personal safety devices. It's a high-pitched alarm that you can wear. And if you feel that you're unsafe, you pull the tab like on a hand grenade, and the sound, a ear-splitting sound, is emitted and so forth. They're giving that to all the students. Then listen to this headline. FBI, 2020 homicides up nearly 30%, the largest one-year jump ever. Did you get that? The FBI is reporting the largest one-year jump in the number of homicides in history. In other words, 2020 was the most violent year concerning homicides in American history, according to the FBI. So where do you find your security? You know, we have home security systems. We have home security alarms. On your car, you have a security system built in to your car. But where are you finding your security? You know, hey, I think it's wise to have a security system at your home. If you got a car, it's got a security system built in. I think it's wise for Ohio State students to wear these little devices. But that's not where our real security comes from. It comes from our relationship with Jesus Christ. And here's the great news. If you don't know him personally, if he is not your Savior, he can become your Savior right now. And I mean right now, wherever you are, say a little simple prayer. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I don't deserve to go to heaven. But I know that you died on the cross for my sins. I know that you paid for my sins. And right now, I accept the free gift of salvation. I make you my Lord and my Savior by faith right now. You can do that. And the Word of God says if you will do that, you are born again. You are a child of God. And you have the security of the God of the universe.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.